I have 7 minutes. I'm still going to run a Bible study for 7 minutes. If I can be as smart as the pastor's wife, I just fell in love with her presentation of the Bible. I know how to convert spiritual things. I just say, God, I don't need to go to Bible school to talk the way this woman sharply presented this. Holy Spirit, help me. I have 6 minutes. I know. Okay, man of God, thank you. Okay, Luke chapter 10. Luke Gospel chapter 10. Are you there in Luke chapter 10? Luke, okay, is it Luke here? Luke, okay, Luke chapter 10. I want you to give me attention very, very well. I'm going to be very snappy. Luke chapter 10, we are looking at verse number 38. Number 38 through 42. I want to read. Now it came to pass in Luke chapter 10, 38 through 42. It came to pass as they went, they enter into a certain village and a certain woman named Martha. Somebody say Martha. Say as if you mean it. Say Martha. Receive him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary. Somebody say Mary. Which also sat at her feet, at Jesus' feet, and had his word. But Martha was cumbered about, much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Thou art careful and troubled about many things. Verse 42, but one thing is needful. How many things? How many things? One thing is needful. And Mary had chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. Because you know this scripture, I'm not just going to go into explaining some things, but I just want to say Jesus was in a very important time in his life. How many of you know that there are time and seasons in a man's life? Jesus was in a very serious time of his life. Very important time in his life. Why important? Jesus was about going to the cross. Jesus was about going to do the ultimate sacrifice that will reshape the whole mankind, the whole world. Jesus was about going to give salvation to mankind. Jesus was about going to gain what Adam lost some years, some time ago. Jesus was going to please God, to fulfill destiny, to accomplish the purpose of his creation. Listen to me. And he entered the house of these women, Mary and Martha. Very crucial time. And Jesus entered the house of these women. Now listen to me. These women, in their way of entertaining Jesus, were divided into two actions. Listen to me. One of them went about to do what naturally and normally people should do to a visitor. Getting water, getting food, serve him, do things for him, make him feel at home. You are Americans now. You know how to do that. You know how to welcome your visitor, take care of him, take him out, give him some eatings, you know, make him feel at home. So that when he go back to Nigeria, he will talk good about you. He said, this one Sokwabiri, this one too, sorry, this one too follow, you know. That was exactly what that lady was doing. But listen, but her sister, which I looked as her sister, the Bible says, sat down at the feet of Jesus, was hearing him, fellowshipping with him at the feet of Jesus. There are three things I want you to take home from this message. Now, Jesus, listen to me. Jesus and these three women, something happened that I want you to learn, I want us to learn from. Now, there are three things I want to talk about in this scripture. Number one was the timing of that visit. I said what? The timing of that visit. That visit was so timely because in a very short while, Jesus is going to be going to the cross. Very, very important because of the time. He has never had an opportunity like that. God bless you, darling. God bless you. As far as Jesus was concerned, at that particular time, asking questions about the temple, he will answer it from the perspective of the cross. Asking questions about the tree, he will tell you that the fig tree is about to wither. Whatever you ask him, everything that informed Jesus as at that time was the cross. And that was the time he visited this woman. The timing. I want you to understand that in that same time, in the same way that Jesus was conscious of the time he was going to the cross, the days we are in is another time that the return of Jesus Christ is at hand. So whatever opportunity you have, you should be conscious of the time. Conscious of the time. This is the last time. So many of us that are looking for political correctness of nations, including my own Nigeria, I'm surprised you may not have one, because this is the last days. The coming of our Lord Jesus Christ is at hand. This is a very special time in the history of the world to note. So that time that Jesus had that visit was very important. Now listen to me. Another thing I want you to note, apart from the timing, is that visit displayed a prayer that will never be answered. Church, I want you to understand that it's not every prayer everybody pray that receives answer. Did you hear me? I want you to hear it well. It is not every prayer you pray that Jesus will answer. Did you hear it well? If I stand here to tell you that whatever you pray about, that the Lord is going to give you answer to it, that is not scripture. Now let's look at the prayer a woman prayed in that place. Let's look at it as a way of rounding up in a few minutes' time. Are you there? And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at her feet. But Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, "Oh Lord, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she might help me." Is it not the prayers we pray often? "Oh Lord, is it not concerned? Are you not concerned that I am passing through this trouble?" As if he's the one that created the problem to you. "Are you not worried that I have not paid my mortgage?" Is it him that gave you the house? "Are you not concerned that I have not paid, you know, the dues or the whatever of this car? Are you not concerned that I'm almost, you know, are you not worried, oh Lord? Touch this person to come and help me. Touch this person." That's often the prayers we pray, church. Did you know that Jesus did not answer that prayer? Why did he not answer it? The Bible tells us in James chapter 3, James chapter 4 verse 3, it says you pray and you don't receive answer because you pray wrongly. You pray amiss. You pray contrary to the will of God. Your prayers are contrary to the will of God. Your prayers are not, you are asking what you do, what is not needed in your life. You are praying for something that will not, that does not give glory to God, that will not add value to heaven. Something that is not bound by eternity. That's what you are concerned about. That is what drives you crazy. Why is it that some church people have depression and anxiety and running helter-skelter? Why? The reason why you have depression, is it because you are not winning soul? Is it because you are not making impact? Is it because people are not being blessed? Is that why you are having depression? Or because you are pursuing the things of the world? The things of the world is running you crazy. You want to change your car. Your wardrobe is not right. You want to do this. You want to change your house. Americans, you are fond of, you get a house that you will start running up and down to pay the mortgage not quite long. And you are a child of God. And that's why you have problems. And that's why you are not free. And that's why you cannot have time for God. You cannot have time for God. When the service is going 30 minutes more than your expectation, you are no longer comfortable because there are jobs here, jobs there. It's not God that is giving you those jobs. It's desires of your heart. It's the lost. The desire, let me tell you, you are not created to be, man of God, listen to me. There is something very strong I want to say. I don't know how to say it. Listen to me. The choice of your house should be where people should come for fellowship. Your house should be an extension of the church. Man of God, I'm sorry to say this. Listen to me. Listen to me. Holy Spirit, help me. I'm rounding up. I'm sorry. If everyone, every child of God, if you don't have three people you are discipling, you are preaching what the pastor is preaching to you. If you don't have three people in your life that you are dying for, oh my God, I don't talk about to sit down and gossip with them, that you are dying for, that you preach whatever they preach in church, you preach it to them, you are not a child of God. Are you hearing me? You are missing out heaven. 6 months ago, there are certain things. I came out of the end of my life in ministry. I have been a pastor for 20, full-time pastor for 26 years. But listen to me. Listen to me. I have pastored. I have seen churches. I have seen members. Most of the things that run children of God crazy are the things that Jesus did not put in your life. The Bible says you are in the world, you are not of the world. On Friday, I was trying in my health, I was trying to ask the people, what are you showing to the younger generation? Let me tell you, that house you are buying, your son is not going to use that house. By the time he gets up to be a man in his generation, he will not need that house. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? The earlier you reduce it and create an environment for Jesus Christ, the better. I didn't know how to say this. I'm not an American. I don't know how to say it. But let me tell you, they don't even need your money. These children you are talking about, they don't even need your money. Why not serve God? Why not create environment? Martha was running helter-skelter. Running helter. God, the Lord was not pleased about her running helter-skelter. Let me round up this thing because, you know. Listen to me. That prayer was not answered. If you think that Martha, Jesus did not answer Martha's prayer, he will answer your own. You think he will answer your own? Bring Mary, oh Lord. Let him come and help me pay my mortgage. Let him come and help me do this one. Let him come and help me gather this, gather that. Jesus said, look at what Jesus said. Jesus said, he called her how many times? How many times did he call her? Martha, Martha. Martha, Martha. I love what Jesus said. You have divided yourself into many places. You have sheared your conscience into things that are not important. There is only one thing that is important, and that thing is what your sister has chosen. And nobody can take it away from her, including you. That is my emphasis. You are not strong enough to take this thing away from her. There are certain things God is not pleased. Listen to me. At every generation, one of the things that remove people out from God are material mindedness. What to eat, what to wear, how to live, what to drive. That is one of the greatest issues of this generation. That is what is taking them out from God. But I want to believe God, you will be exempted from today. In the mighty name of Jesus. When you come to a prayer meeting and you are talking about July is going to be the month of double portion. Recently, I began to ask myself, when Elijah was looking for double portion, was it double portion of streets? Was it double portion of husbands and wives? Is that? Was it double portion of cars and then have sheep and Nigerian have private airline, private individually owned private airline more than any country of the world, individually owned, but the nation at all does not have anyone. Ethiopians are here, they will laugh at us because Ethiopian airline is almost the best in Africa now. It's the best in Africa. This governor will rise up and have his own. This one will rise up and have his own. But we're not talking about the politics. We're not talking about politicians. What about the church? Are you not materially minded? Is not materialism choking Christ away from you? Do we still stand our ground? Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A sacrifice that paid way for the cross. Listen to me. What Mary had as a result of close relationship with God. Darren, are you listening to me? What Mary had, she sat down and was fellowshipping with Jesus at a time that Jesus was about going to the cross. You know what Jesus was telling her? I'm about to go to the cross to pay the price for the souls of men and the women. The world is about to know salvation, but it's not going to be easy for me. That was the discourse that Martha doesn't want her to continue. Every power that wants to move you from personal relationship with God. Amen. I am standing on the altar. I believe so much. I command that power be cursed. Amen. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Listen to me, Daddy. What you need is not more cars or more houses. There's a virtue that is flowing out of you that people should drop from. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? Should drop from. The virtue, there's an oil. There's an oil next generation is looking for. People like Landy is looking for mentors. Mentors, she's already breathing out fire from the Lord. She's looking for mentors more than the mother that will lay their life. Man of God, listen to me. I'm rounding up. I'm sorry. Few years ago, I saw young people in their great number running in a deep, running, storming in a great number. And then there was a hole, a very big hole. And I was shouting, oh my God, what is going to happen? What is going to happen to these people? What is going to happen? I heard a voice. I said, lay your life in that place. Cover that hole. Cover. cover it when they come. Cover it like this. And I lay down. And they were coming. They were jumping and jumping on my back. Kitty, 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 kitty. They were crossing. I woke up from that revelation. The Lord said, don't desire greatness again in your life. Don't. You are done. Let all you are going to be to transfer to the next generation. I started carrying my 11 years old then. 11 years old son up and down. Transfer to the next generation. You don't have time. What you are going to be remembered of is not how you make your finger. It's not the dress you wear to come to church. It's the impact you made. What you are going to be remembered for is not the kind of house you live. The coming of the Lord is at hand. This is the last time. The Lord is looking for Mary. What Mary had. What Mary had. Few days later, Jesus went to a house of a man called Simeon the leper. And they were in a fellowship. Mary rose up. Mary rose up and carried oil of a very costly one. Alabaster oil. Carry it. And Paul broke it. And used her hair. And was wiping the feet of Jesus. Those people who were not there a few days ago when he was in a fellowship and Jesus was sharing with her, were condemning her. They say, what are you doing? Nobody has done church like this before. Carl, what are you doing in this place? This is not the way they used to do it. Is your own redeem a different one? The way you're talking. Jesus said, let her alone. She was in fellowship with me some few days ago. It was as a result of that fellowship. That is what is happening today. Let her alone. Anywhere the gospel is preached, what this woman did will be remembered of her. Magaya Magada. Anybody! Listen to me, listen to me, listen to me, listen to me. I don't want to be emotional, but listen. What happened today will be remembered. What happened today will be remembered. Your children will key into it. Generation unborn will remember it. Generation unborn will remember it. Stand on your feet and lift up your hand. Stand on your feet and lift up your hand.